Most of us have a family member or a friend who has had need of medical device at some point. Where do we get them and what is the process? Amanda Looper with Buckeye Home Medical Equipment can help. Thank you for joining us today, Amanda.
Thank you for having me.
So I think probably people have at least seen Buckeye Home Medical Equipment.
Yeah.
You know, there's a location on Willow here in Cookeville. Is that correct?
So we're currently off of Willow. We'll be relocating within a month off of Jefferson.
So, but there's how many locations, store locations do you all have?
So we currently have 11, but we are in the process of expanding in Kentucky with two additional branches. So by the end of the year, we'll be at 13.
Which is for a little company that started in Jamestown, Tennessee, to have, you know, 10 plus locations. That's a lot of growth of any kind of company.
It is. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I think it speaks to the testament for what we stand for. So we revamped like our core values and our mission statement a few years ago. And it you know, when you look at mission statements, you see usually paragraphs. And so we just simplified it to committed to compassionate care and clinical excellence. And so when you put that as your core basis, it's super easy to grow because we're just here helping people.
Yeah, people helping people.
Yeah.
So tell me exactly, for people who have not been into a Buckeye Home Medical Equipment store location, what can people expect? What kind of customers are you looking for to walk through your doors?
So I think when people think about an equipment company, and I'm a social worker by trade, so I always thought about like walkers, oxygen, things like that. There are so much more. So my title is Director of Retail and Strategy. So when you look at the retail side of things, there are all kinds of items that you really need to take 5 minutes and stop by a location. Now, I will kind of giggle. Don't go to the Cookeville one right now. We've got some limited retail options in there just because we're in that mode of transition. But when we get to our new location, we are working on kind of a different setup so you can actually see like a bed setup. Mm. Or, you know, because when people hear a hospital bed in their home, they think they're getting a hospital bed like they see at Cookeville Regional. And they're two totally different items. So we're going to have some of these things set up for you. And then, again, alongside the walker, the power wheelchairs, things like that, you might walk in and you might need wound care supplies. So there's a lot of those items that aren't on the shelf at like Walgreens any longer. So we've worked with our counterparts in the home health industry to identify where those gaps in care are. And so we're trying to keep those items stocked on the shelf. There's little things. I don't know if you watch TikTok. It's kind of like my bad habit, I guess, of an evening. I need my 30 minutes of TikTok. But I'm seeing all these ads for things like a handy handle or, it's just like a little gadget that hooks in your car door to help you get an extra assistance when you're coming out of the car. I didn't know those things existed until I started working at Buckeye.
Well, and I'm guessing a lot of these items, the items that you're just kind of naming off just off the top of my head, seem kind of for elderly, like, you know, I don't need a walker. Uh-huh. I don't need a wheelchair. Like these are, I'm not old yet, relatively. But I'm guessing that there's a lot more items that aren't just for elderly people who are having a hard time getting around and they need a walker.
Absolutely. So I'm glad you brought that up. We're totally revamping our retail line across every location. So we're trying to get a core set of products set in each store. So if you walk in, you are going to be able to pick out, it's about 150 items at each location we'll keep stocked. So speaking of that demographic, of course, we are mainly 55 and older. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. DME is typically billed through Medicare. And so it is kind of, you have to kind of think out of the box to get those specialty items for the demographic that doesn't fit in that population. So one area that we're looking into is some aesthetic lines. And that's all new. There'll be more news to come, so make sure and get on our Facebook page to follow us for all the new items that are coming out. But the biggest area that affects 55 and lower is like massagers, pain relief options, sports. We have K-tape in stock. Of course, don't go to the Cookeville location right now, but we will have that in a month. But there's, again, follow us on Facebook because there are so many new things. We've been going to trade shows for years, but we're kind of branching out to some different sectors. And we've linked up with some new suppliers to really offer a cutting edge, affordable piece of equipment that you don't typically think about.
So is this kind of the gap between being in a medical facility to being at home and still being comfortable like you were in a medical care facility? My sister just broke her ankle in four places, had to have emergency orthopedic surgery. Mm-hmm. And part of like some of the stuff you're saying, I'm like, there's probably items that you have that would make her day-to-day functioning life just easier.
Absolutely. And so along with this retail revamp, we are trying to put some packets together for, and I say packets because I'm, you know, in that in-between age, I'm used to paper, but we are going digital. So we're trying to get some resources to where we are truly the experts with these diagnoses. So example, your sister goes in and she's like, I just need some stuff for my ankle. You know, that leads into questions. A lot of people walk in and they're like, I've got $10 to spend. What can I have? So we're trying to set this up as not to push sales or anything, because sometimes that's what the tactic is. You know, it's just to push sales. But what we're trying to be is the whole person, the expert for the whole person. So you're going to walk in and you're like, okay, how did you have the injury? You know, could we have helped you prevent that injury? What does your home setup look like? Mm-hmm. You know, again, I've mentioned a little bit that we're in this continuum of care. We're a part of the quality family. So what if you needed like two visits from a home health nurse and maybe a physical therapist to help us get a picture of what that looks like? Mm-hmm. And so that way, when we see the whole picture, we can really help you in the different areas, the bedroom, bathroom, kitchen. And not saying we're not going to send you to Amazon. Mm-hmm. There are sometimes, I mean, again, we're people helping people. So if I hop on Amazon while you're in the store and I see that it's $20 cheaper, I'm going to be like, all right, go in here and get this.
Yeah.
And then we're going to look over here and you might could use this, this, and this.
Well, and I think that's so interesting because if you have something and she's 45 years old, so it's not like she's not your demographic of 55 up. She, you know, the medical facility gave her a walker and a scooter to get around. But you mentioned bathroom.
Yeah.
She has to take a shower.
Right.
She still has to figure out how to get into the shower and how to stand in the shower. You know, there's things that she, when she left the medical facility, that they weren't telling her,
right?
You know, they weren't going through the whole process. How does she get into bed? How does she get out? You know, all those kind of things. And so how having to train your retail, your workers, you know, you're a retail space at the end of the day. And so a lot of times retail space, it's like, oh, you want this product? Let me show you where this product.
Yeah.
And so not knowing or thinking through that, how has that training process been for some of your employees of, here's the questions to ask. Here's the things to think about.
I think it's definitely been a challenge. And again, when you're looking at, so I come from a world where, let's say I worked in home health. I'm looking at one thing that we offer. Like I'm either going to admit you or I'm not. And so then you're working in an environment to where we offer 50 plus items that are eligible for billing. But then you walk out to the retail space and there's like 2,000 items there. So it is still a challenge. You know, and you may walk in and you say, you might bring me a picture of something from Amazon. Do you have something like this? Then it's hold on a minute. Let me look it up. But that's a great question. The training, it definitely has its barriers because there are so many items. But I think at the end of the day, what we do is we don't sit behind the counter and just look at you and say, oh, no, we don't have that. We get up. We have spaces set up to where even if I've not trained on that new item in particular at that store, it's sitting there where it's functional, you know, in that bathroom space. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take you over to the bathroom with me. You know, let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
There's like a tub set up and then, you know, we know about shower chairs. We know about things like that, but there's actually like shower tape. So let's say you just need help. You can transfer, but it's a little slippery and you don't really want to do a grab bar. There's a piece of tape that you can put there to give you that, you know, to prevent that traction. There's handles, there are shower wands, there's all kinds of things that we just don't think about until we walk over to that space. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm hoping that we're setting the stores up in a way to where even if we've not trained 100% on every single item, it's setting there so that, you know, again, we're not just sitting behind the desk, we're getting up and we're walking over to people that they're going to say, oh yeah, this would be perfect for me. This is what I need.
What do you think about Buckeye Home medical equipment culture helps set that standard of care out there that, you know, people, that your employees are wanting to help the people and not just sell the products?
And sometimes that can be a tricky fit, you know, especially when you're interviewing people, you don't know what that's going to look like till they're in there. But I think going back to that mission and vision change, it's as simple as we're committed to clinical excellence and a compassionate care. That compassionate care is what we're here for. So you work with me, I work with you. And we're not a nationwide company. I've worked for nationwide companies where it was all about numbers and, you know, patients turned into numbers. And so it is nice at the end of the day where we're just helping people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I say that over and over, but it's really the experience that I've had at this job.
Well, and I think when, like you said, a smaller, more localized company, people understand this culture a little bit better, the way that their patients might need, you know, what they need. I think if you had a store like this in Michigan, which is where I'm from, there's snow elements. That snow is not necessarily as much of an element down here. And so having a more, a smaller company that you can kind of have that, we understand this culture, we understand where we're at, we understand what the needs of our clients are, and you can instill that kind of smaller type feel to the company, the employees that you have. You can expect that customer compassion, you know, care aspect when you have such a, you know, a more localized
Absolutely.
Company.
And if you're on our website, whybuckeye.com, you can look up our locations and you'll see where they're situated as more rural. Mm-hmm. And that's where we, again, we're really good at filling in the gaps. So we want to be away from those nationwide providers so that we are providing that level of service that we know how to do.
Yeah, I think in more rural areas, Amazon is the go-to most often because you wouldn't expect to have a home medical supply store in, you know, Jamestown, Tennessee.
Right.
You know, you don't often expect to be able to find something so specialized.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. I am Tiffany Anton, and I have Amanda Looper, the Director of Retail and Strategy at Buckeye Home Medical Equipment, in today. So Buckeye Home Medical Equipment started in Jamestown, Tennessee, which, again, just seems – and when did it? The company start?
So it actually started in 1984 by a gentleman. His name was John Buckeye. And so everybody, you know, I don't know if I have any Ohio fans out there, but you know.
I-O.
Not that I'm a fan, I'm UT. But anyway, that's something I've had to learn because everybody's like, okay, did y'all come from Ohio?
Yeah.
No, literally that was his last name. And it was just easier to say Buckeye. Mm-hmm. So we just kept it. It was already an established company. It was already kind of a staple.
Do you know, I mean, having a again, in 1984, that was a hot second ago. Mm-hmm. And so to
not that long ago.
Well, I was born 2 years before that. But, you know, to think of having a business like this that has grown from Jamestown. I mean, I'm guessing Jamestown was not anywhere close to what it is even today.
Right.
In, you know, in the 80s. And to be able to grow a business is and such a specific. It wasn't a general store that, you know, you could have an array of customers coming in. What was the mission of having this business started and then being able to grow it out of this rural area?
Well, when you look at the Allred family that actually started this business, and again, it's a continuum of services. So we have home health, we have hospice, we've got private duty services as well. And we also have a department that works with the intellectually disabled. So there's five service lines here now. But when you look at the Allred family and just I've been fortunate enough to kind of be exposed to them. You know, that's another thing you don't get to do in a corporation. Mm-hmm. You don't get to see the owner. You don't get to see the CEO. So we're lucky to have these decision makers. They are so close to us. But when you look at their personal beliefs, and I mean, when they align with what's right and what's good in the world, I think it just all sinks together. You know, you lose sight of people and you get so focused on running a business that it just seems to fall apart.
Do you think that's where you've been able to kind of yourself like really buy into the company culture and then and then instill that into your representatives who are working in the stores where you know the vision and passion behind it, where you're not getting that in a corporate America?
I think so. I mean, for me personally, it's kind of what drawn me to the company, but it's definitely the reason why I want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a part of just continuing to help people.
What have, in your process, you know, of being with the company, what have your goals and visions been to make changes and to kind of push things forward? What have you brought to the table?
Oh, my goodness.
This is not your, you know, employee evaluation or anything.
So I am very active in the company. And again, it's like, so even though I won't tell you my age, but, you know, I'm an adult. And sometimes I get these harebrained childlike ideas and I get giddy and I just start writing things down. And when I present these ideas, they're like, okay, what's it going to take? What does this look like? How will this help our communities? And sometimes I get a no, and sometimes I get a let's hold off. And sometimes I say, that sounds really good. Let's start on it. But I never get that silly, this is not part of your job. And I think that goes for everybody that's in the company. I've never been exposed to somebody who has just a passion or, you know, going back to walking into our offices. If you don't walk in and tell us what you need, we can't get what you need. And we all work so well together at just brainstorming and making sure the needs of the community are met.
Well, and I'm guessing having a retail space set up that has almost like displays of a bed or a bathroom or, you know, really be able to see how this would fit into my home and how this would, has that always been kind of part of the retail spaces, or is that something you were able to bring in?
It kind of has, and we're definitely limited. So, I know everybody knows where Livingston is. You know, that's between Cookeville and Jamestown. So we have an office location there, and the space there is just a little more limited. So you're going to be able to walk in there and see like a lift chair, but you're not going to be able to see the full bed. So what we're trying to do, because visualization is so huge, I don't know if you grew up like I did, but my grandma had like home interior on every wall. Mm-hmm. You know, the setting in the book had the sconces and the greenery, and it was just a complete set. So I'm kind of taking that vision of my exposure as a child, and I want you to see the full set. So whether we have the floor space to set the bed up, it doesn't matter. We're going to be able to give you a visualization on our wall of what that is going to look like in some space as well. So So that is new.
And how did you personally, trying to learn retailing, because you came from the medical industry.
I did, yeah.
And so retailing space and how you're going to set up something and merchandising, that's not something I'm sure that you've learned in the medical, you know, home care space.
So some of it has been. So I'm kind of a hands-on learner. So I've had the opportunity to work intake and see what that looks like, the hustle and the bustle and some of the challenges and pain points that our staff had. And so that's where some of these ideas have come from, of having like a resource tablet or having, and I call them my home interior groupings, set up so that it flows more for us. Because if we're frustrated, we can't help you. Mm-hmm. And so if I can make that process smoother and easier and just like the back of your hand, then we're going to be able to get to what you need quicker.
Well, and I feel like you're trying to make home medical equipment almost sexy.
Almost, like, yeah.
You know, you're trying to make it not so it's like you walk in and, you know, a stove. Yeah. Like in my mind, a little bit, it might smell like grandma's old couch.
Right.
You know, and you realize that in 2025, nobody wants to walk into a space and really have it smell like grandma's couch.
Absolutely. Or feel claustrophobic. I mean, so some of our, going back to like Livingston with a smaller space, we had all these things. And you couldn't even figure out what you had to sell. They weren't grouped in any certain way. So, you know, we started grouping by bedroom and kitchen and pain management and aids for daily living. So that way, at least when somebody walks in, they may not say, oh, I need pain management. Mm-hmm. But they're going to start saying, I don't know, I've got this cramp in my back. Do you have a style of brace? Then you can say, okay, let's start over here. Mm-hmm. We may end up in every section, but at least it gives you a place to start. And then literally we can make wish lists for you. You know, like you may have, you want to look at this area today, but it's kind of like renovating a house. Don't forget to stop over by the bedroom area. You know, don't forget to look over here.
I'm guessing most often customers have one thing in mind and they come into the store because they need a walker or they need one item.
Yep.
But what would you say you really, truly, if you had, you know, a magic wand to wave, what kind of customers would you want to walk in the store? And what would you want that process to look like for those customers?
I think people just willing to hear what the options are.
If your life is uncomfortable.
Yes. I mean, just be open to having some recommendations and suggestions for options, because they do a lot of times. They go in going, okay, I'm coming to get this walker, mm-hmm. and that's it, and I've got 5 minutes. And
I have a broken ankle, so I know that's what I need. Yes. Or I'm elderly and I can't get around anymore.
Yes.
But not necessarily thinking, I have this pain. It's not, you know, or I can't, grip jars to open right. as well as I used to be able to, or, you know, reaching up in the shower is harder than it used to be. If you're having kind of uncomfortable areas of life, you guys seem to be the experts that can kind of help with some of those things.
Absolutely. We think we are.
or you're trying to align yourself in that way.
Yes.
Stick with us. More to come with Amanda Looper and Buckeye Home Medical Equipment. Welcome back. I am Tiffany Anton, and I have Amanda Looper here, the Director of Retail and Strategy at Buckeye Home Medical Equipment. One of the things that we've kind of danced around a little bit is insurance, or how, you know, often you think you're going into a retail store, you think you're paying for everything out of your own pocket. There are doctors' prescriptions or orders that can kind of cover some stuff. But can you walk us through if people are afraid of the cost of items that they don't want to come in because they're like, well, I couldn't afford
it. Sure.
That.
Yeah. So one of the great things that we're able to do, so there are certain sets of products that are billable. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is actually work with you on if you're eligible to bill the item. So, coming in with a prescription is great. Doesn't mean that it's always going to be covered. And again, that goes back to we're the expert in the area. So I promise you, if we tell you it's not covered, like one of the biggest misconceptions is a shower chair. Mm. So they were covered before 2016. They're no longer covered. But that doesn't mean that you can't get some type of perk for having a prescription. So with that item in particular, any item that you come in that's on our retail floor and you bring a prescription in for, we can actually offer you a 10% discount. So that does... You know, even if it's not covered, it does offset that cost just a little bit.
Well, and sometimes I think it's, you know, you have to, even if it's going to make your life easier in the long run, it's worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's a nice perk that you are able to work with things that maybe not insurance or, you know, but there are things that can be covered by insurance.
There are.
For people to come in.
And so, and again, my demographic is like 55 and older, or you're looking at Medicare population, which is like 65 or older typically. And so you may have Medicare, but you may have an Advantage plan. Like say you got Blue Cross Blue Shield Advantage. Their guidelines may be just a little bit different from what Medicare is. So we have a great team of marketing staff that go out and try to train our providers and our referral sources on kind of what the need is, what we're looking for in a referral. Some things require certain verbiage to get mm-hmm. them covered. Some items, you know, they just need to show there's pain. Like if it's a brace or something, it may just need to say pain and which side of the body and what location the pain's on. But we all try to work together so that it's easy for the patient. So if a patient walks in with a prescription, we just want to be able to get them their item.
Well, and I'm guessing, again, that's a perk of being a local company where you can go to these providers and you can say, hey, this would really help if we write the prescription out this way that has the word pain in it. Because yes. then we can, you know, where in a corporation, you know, Walgreens isn't walking into CRMC and telling anything to CRMC.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so that is a benefit to working with a smaller owned business. Mm-hmm. I mean, I say small, again, 10 plus locations is not really small, yeah. but it's a localized, you know, you brought your CEO into the studio today. So, which is not, again, the Walgreens.
Who is not talking, by the way.
But she is nodding her head and smiling lots. And you mentioned partners. So tell me a little bit about hospice partners or what other partners that you work with.
So we work well, where we try to work well. I'll say that. You know, sometimes you work with people, referral sources that your morals, I shouldn't say morals. I don't know how else to say that. Your vision doesn't align.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not saying that we won't help them or won't be a team player with them, but there's definitely those that I feel like
just click better.
They do click better, which is great because, you know, we have competitors mm-hmm. and there's enough business for everyone. So that's kind of how we view that. We've got some that are, you can't really say preferred provider, but we have some of those that we work really well with. Yeah. And so what we try to do is within that continuum of care of our Quality Family Services, we try to partner kind of the whole spectrum of care in that. But being the DME company, we're all always mindful of competitors for their service lines as well. Mm-hmm. So we just work with everybody the best we can. But it's really nice having a partner in care like Quality Home Health, for example. Let's say I get a discharge from the hospital who was an oxygen referral, and they needed 30 days of oxygen, and we're not quite ready to bill yet. You know, like, we're going to go ahead and get them that oxygen. But if they have Quality Home Health, we know that that's our partner, and they're going to help us get that missing documentation piece. So a lot of times the clients that we're serving doesn't even see that background work, mm-hmm. you know. And so I think that's what makes us special is, like our name says, we're the quality family. We are literally like a family. So,
well, and where has that vision and mission come from to make sure that it's seamless for your clients and your patients that are coming in, that you can do the background work to make sure that we're getting them what they need, whether it's you or whether you're working with other people? Where does that passion come from?
Well, I think that, again, goes back to what we've been speaking on the whole time. We're here to help people. So just like you were talking about your sister that fell and broke her ankle, how many hoops did she have to jump through, and how frustrating were a lot of things to her? You know, when I say we're family, we're your support. You know, that's what family is at the end of the day, mm-hmm. is your support system. So the less burden that the patient has to experience, because they're not just coming in there for a good time. You know,
unfortunately, not.
Usually there has been some type of an emergency or, you know, a medical situation that brings them to us.
And usually probably some stress or, you know, they're not coming in just at ease.
Yeah. I think I'll get some oxygen today.
Yeah. They're coming in scared and worried, and financial strain is part of it. But then just making sure they get the right thing. I'm sure that's a huge part.
It is huge.
You know, well, what if I get the wrong product and, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of putting them at ease.
Right. So that's definitely all of those things that you're talking about. I think that segregates us from a lot of other companies.
And big corporations.
And big corporations. Because, again, like I said, we fill in the gaps in the rural areas. And, again, when you think about a rural area, family is very central, and it's a huge theme to that support system. And so if we're like family to you, it's just second nature to go out of our way to make sure you're having a good experience, if at all possible.
Mm-hmm. So this mission of staying in the rural areas, you have 10 plus locations. Mm-hmm. Can you name all 10 of those?
I sure can.
Are all of
them?
Yep.
So Albany, Kentucky, Cookeville, Crossville, Fairfield Glade, Huntsville, Tennessee, not Alabama, Jamestown, Lenore City, Livingston, Oak Ridge, Shelbyville. Who am I missing? There's one more. McMinnville.
McMinnville. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have two more coming.
We've got Whitley City in Kentucky and Monticello in Kentucky coming.
And your new location in Cookeville just opening in mid-September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so people can check out that location. Why make sure you stick in these rural, I mean, with a, you know, quality company, you could expand outside of just, you know, Cookeville is really kind of the middle portion of that circle you just mentioned, but you could expand into definitely other locations. You could stay in only the big cities. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could be successful in Nashville. What is the value of staying in these rural counties?
I just think those are our people. And again, how many corporations do you know are headquartered in Jamestown, Tennessee? Yeah. You know,
not very many,
but that's just who we are.
Yeah.
I think like follows like, and it mixes well together. And again, when I'm helping your sister or your mother, I feel like I'm helping my own. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that they're getting that specialized care.
Do you think that that's the key to the success of the company, is that families know they can turn to Buckeye to really take care of their needs? And, you know, if I was taking an elderly grandparent in, I know that it's not just, oh, here's your thing, see you later,
right.
Bye. You know, do you think that that's what customers look for and value about your
company? I do too. And I know, you know, I've worked for corporations where you train on those things. It's like, okay, try to write down their name or comment on their what they're wearing. You know, all of those things are kind of not genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really awesome that we're taking, not only are we offering community people jobs in their own community, mm-hmm. where a lot of times they may not have that avenue, but they're really community, a part of the community. So when somebody walks in off the street, we're not trying to remember their name because we've probably known them most of our lives.
Yeah. I mean, it is an interesting point. You probably grew up going to church with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your mama's mama knew their mama's mama. And so I think that is the beautiful, I think that's a beautiful thing about our community in general. But when it comes to your home health needs, it is a really delicate situation, and you want to make sure that you're getting the best care possible. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's nice to buy, milk from somebody that you've grown up with, but it's really nice to get your oxygen tank from somebody
Absolutely.
That you've grown up with.
Well, and bringing up that point of, it's in-home needs. We've not even touched on that. We are going into homes. Mm-hmm. We're not sitting down and having dinner or anything by no means. And we hope to not be out there all
night. But Amanda might say yes if it's a really good dinner.
Depends on what you're having. But anyway, that is a way to my heart, is through the table. But anyway, all jokes aside, we don't want you to feel like, oh, you got to tidy up. Like, we're a part of your family. Mm-hmm. So we're in there just to serve a need. And so, but it is, I think it's kind of humbling to be able to go out to people's personal space like that and be able to make them feel comfortable and just provide the whole service of what they do need.
So you mentioned the website. Can you tell me that website once again?
It's whybuckeye.com.
Whybuckeye.com. And can people order anything that they need from the website?
Not everything. So we are, we're doing a lot of things at one time. But we have a products page. And so you can order and have items delivered or come and pick them up in the store if you don't. Of course, there's shipping, mm-hmm. the world we live in. But we're excited about that. So I think we have about 25 products on there that you can have shipped to you. But all of the products that you can bill on there also has a resource page. And I say all. I think we've got like 18 loaded. We're phasing those in.
Well, and I would think that it really sounds like what the value is not just ordering something from a website,
no.
which is nice sometimes. But I think that going in and meeting with your employees and saying, here's my needs, and kind of walking them through having these experts that understand what I'm going to need when I go home and I don't have my medical care team there.
Yeah.
That's really the value add of Buckeye Home Medical, not just being able to order and click and have
Absolutely.
It shipped to my house.
And that's very new just because some people wanted it.
Yeah.
We're not fans of it because, like you say, we really like to just see you and want to work with you.
Yeah, but we live in 2025, and so having a website is part of, living and running a business
Absolutely.
And retail in this area. So, well, thank you so much for coming in today. It was great to talk with you. Check out Buckeye Home Medical Equipment. You should be able to find a store around you. So
thank you
so much.